This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wolf, and today I'm joined by a duo. I'm sitting here with Priscilla Fletcher and Chris Mayer, and Priscilla and Chris are joining us from Priscilla's Plumbing. Before we get into what you do, guys, let me give you a little bit of context, a little background, explain a little bit about what we do here at the Good Neighbor Podcast. So back during COVID, a colleague of mine had an ingenious idea to start this platform to give local business owners a voice at a time where everybody was on lockdown. Everybody was struggling. Businesses were, again, struggling to get by. He came up with this platform as a way for them to voice into the community, talk about what they do, and I think more importantly, the story and the why they do what they do. That platform has since grown to a national brand, and we have folks from sea to sea in the country doing this podcast, and I am the one lucky enough to be bringing this to our folks down here in the South Florida area. So with all that being said, Priscilla, Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, it's our pleasure. That is what we do. And thanks to our listeners, as always, for tuning in. So let's get into this. Everybody out there hears plumber. They know what a plumber does. They have an idea. But tell us a little bit about Priscilla's Plumbing and what makes you guys different.
Absolutely. So I am first a woman plumber. I am physically out there.
You don't hear that too often, do you?
Yeah. Plum her is like we like.
I love it.
Stress. And I'm a fourth generation plumber as well. My family has a local business here in South Florida, which I've been able to own and operate a few different plumbing companies. And I've been able to grow and develop within those areas. And from that, I've seen a couple of different areas where a lot of other businesses were stressing with shortage of labor. And they were also experiencing, you know, lack of training. I saw this and I really wanted to implement a way to capture how to correct and help support this. So early on in my career, I put in a lot of effort putting together training materials and different videos and support to help mentor young men and women in the industry. I have successfully been able to take approximately about 19 of my employees to become now their own business owners, and really just getting people involved with a trade that they can get education on the job. So with medical and, you know, and like attorneys, they're able to go to college and get a little bit more one-on-one. When it comes to plumbing, we're finding that you can go to a technical school and learn on paper, but plastic, metal.
Yeah.
And then you have a certificate and then you're out into the fields. Well, what we're seeing is those people don't have the on-the-job training. So they have the knowledge up here. And then when they get out, they're sort of lost. And so there's this gap. So I figured out how to close the gap and bring people on, train, utilize the support to develop them into their skills to whatever their goals are in life. You know, when it comes to, there's so many different areas in this industry that you can really thrive in. Leak detection, finding leaks with equipment, almost like what you have on your head. We listen to sonar sounds and we pinpoint water leaks under buildings. We have where you can just do general repairs, replacing a toilet, a water heater. We have smoke tests where we're blowing colored smoke with laser lights and finding sewer gases in attics. We have where you can camera, which is almost like a colonoscopy for your plumbing system. And
I love that.
And you're able to locate the lines underground. So I train camera, sewer and drain is my favorite. And with that, we end up tracing out the lines underground and giving clients prices to replace. And then we tunnel. And tunneling is where, you ever hear how El Chapo broke out of jail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So where you actually make an excavation hole and then you go underneath the building in a 4x4. That's what we hand off to have excavated for replacement. And once I find out a niche of each person's specialty and drive, then I can really zone in and put them in an area where they can maximize what they want versus just going at it like you're in plumbing. dig a trench, do this, do this. You're focusing on really what it is you want in this career. And successfully, we are men to women ratio in this company, almost the same. We have another female plumber on board. We have another female apprentice with one of our main technicians. And long and short, my goal is to mentor and grow others to help support the local industry. And if that's to work for me or anybody else, you know, because the shortage of talent in this.
That's fantastic. I was actually going to ask about that. But I think that what you're doing is fantastic. Because I speak to tons of local business owners, specifically in the trades. And the common thing that I hear across the board is that they have problems finding and retaining help. It's like, I have too much work. I don't have the staff. I can't find people that are trained that have the on-job training. And it sounds like you said, you're bridging the gap there. And the fact that you're trying to grow that to do it, not just for your business, but for others to kind of lift the tides from everybody in the community is fantastic.
Yeah. Prior to me launching this Priscilla's brand, I was doing consulting for other plumbing companies. I have a lot of great relationships and respect a lot of the other companies here with me. And I saw just, you know, a consistent scenario where they would get to a certain point, you know, 3 to 4 men, 5 men, they would tap out, and there would be a certain gap, whereas a corporate structure would come in a little bit differently, you know, with the funds and the profits. So we have this huge area where mom and pops are lacking the support and the resources for this talent. And they could really thrive in an area where they can grow and help the community. I think in Broward alone, if you wanted like 5% of the market in plumbing, you'd have to have a staff of like 200 plumbers.
Wow.
It's crazy. So the demand is through the roof. And speaking of COVID, like when you had started, that's really where I saw a huge shift. We were a 24-hour service company, and people stopped answering their phones. You know, it was hard to, people were scared because we were the front line. We were going in homes dealing with things that leave people's bodies, you know, and with COVID, it was really, really scary. So when you start seeing the limited amount of people and you have 100 calls and 2 people to do it, you see the demand of, you know, that is necessary there. So.
Remind me, I got to link you up. I mentioned this before we started with Tamara Chase from Chase Roofing, because she does a podcast called the Pink Hard Hat Podcast. I think you'd be a wonderful guest to come on, and I think you guys would get on pretty well. So going back, you mentioned four generations in plumbing. So is this something that, like, you grew up, you were in school, and it was like destined to be this way? You're going to be a plumber. Did you have other aspirations? How did you end up getting into the business? Talk a little bit about that process.
That's a great question, Jeremy. So my grandfather's side started in New Orleans, and the family had came down into Broward in the early 70s. My grandfather owned Jack's Plumbing in Broward and 9th Avenue, downtown Fort Lauderdale. Okay. And then from that became my father and mother's company, Terry's Plumbing in Fort Lauderdale. And then my mother owned Drainaway, and my uncle and several other family members owned other plumbing companies. So anywhere I went within the family, it was a plumber. And being around that, you just pick up the lifestyle of when you're at home, the phones are ringing. We had a phone system in our house before wireless and different things. We had a phone system at home.
Ringing off the hook all day long.
No, so mom would have to go home, make sure she's at home base to let dad leave to go home, because there was no of this technology. And they had two-way radios. And I mean, I remember seeing pictures from when I was in the hospital. My dad had one of those brick cell phones, and he was answering phones while my mom was having me and my sister in the hospital. So just coming into this at such a young age, it was just an adapting thing that I picked up. And then another area that I want to share is I'm a Make-A-Wish survivor. I had childhood leukemia. And from that in my life at a young age, I was able to look at life in a way that I feel that is a little bit more precious. And by having that time and limitation with yourself growing up, you're able to think, okay, what can I do? Because you start to realize you're only here once. you know,
time is fleeting. It took me like 43 years to realize that. And when I got north of 40, I was finally like, oh my God, like I'm like halfway through this project. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I better start valuing every second of every day.
I just turned 41 and was saying the same thing to myself.
Right. That perspective shifts after 40, man. It really does. People say that. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No. When I was being mentored by older men and being in permitting and building in different areas, one gentleman said to me, he's like, Priscilla, if you want to do it right, listen to what others tell you now and apply. Because by the time you get it figured out, you're too old, you have enough money, and you can't move.
Right?
And I said, okay, but it took a few years to process. And I'm like, all right, apply. And it's like, but I, you know, you challenge and you go through your thoughts as a person. You're like, all right, but I'll try it this way, but keep implementing. And I think that was the best advice I've received.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, it's funny because I see the same thing with my children. They're 10 and going to be 10 and 12 shortly. And I'm like leaning with like brimming with wisdom at 44. And I'm sitting there talking to them like, guys, listen to what I'm saying. And it's in one ear, out the other. Right. And I was talking to my mother and I said, Mom, why didn't you share all this knowledge with me when I was a kid? I know all this stuff now. Why don't you tell me this? And she said, Jeremy, I used to tell you this all the time. You never listened to me. And I was like, oh, okay. So you could tell somebody something all you want, but you really have to kind of live the experience yourself. And you have to, go through it to kind of get the insights out of it. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to say one last thing and I'll let Chris step in, because really Cooper City is his stomping grounds and reason why we're here. You are doing that, Jeremy. You are. And right now you have a way to put that out there. And this is what you're leaving. And all of this information is there. And it's going to be such a great thing to look back on all the years and all the recordings and all this information and this time and live energy that you put into. So I think you are doing it in a huge way. And I think that your kids are going to be super proud.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. No, this has been a wild journey. I mean, I've done 235 interviews. So the platform has become like almost a resource directory of local businesses. You get to look under the hood. You could learn about different businesses and what makes them tick and their backstory. And you could almost go there and like listen to different episodes and find out who resonates with you and who you want to do business with. So it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And so Chris, I've known for a few years. He worked with me at a couple other businesses before we became friends. Yep. And I just saw a bright shining star. And I'm like, he is that guy that everybody knows and likes. And I don't know what I want him to do. I just know I want him on the team. We created a position for him. I had to really think. I'm like, all right, he's not that great at plumbing. And he's, you know, he's a big guy. I can't put him in an attic. We ended up getting to the point where Mark handles, he's the VIP when you want to get in the VIP. Okay. He is our marketing director. Chris Mayer is doing a fabulous job, and I'm so appreciative to have him. And I want him to share with you about where he's from in Cooper City and his roots and how it goes back to how we got here.
Yeah, please do, Chris. And I must say, you look incredibly familiar to me. I don't know that we've met before. You just have one of those faces.
You look very familiar also.
I feel like I've known you for a while.
Crime stop.
But you are. We spoke before, and you mentioned that you have deep ties to the community, or you know a lot of the same folks that I know. So let's hear a little bit about your story.
Well, starting with the health, like with her health that she disclosed, I had epilepsy when I was born. And of all dates of the year, looking back, I had one of two brain surgeries. The first one was actually on 9/11 of 99, before we got attacked. And I went through all of the rehab and everything of that, and was homeschooled due to that in high school. And after getting through my health issues, my parents had 8 real estate offices, Century 21 AAA. And I was doing all the HR, all the recruiting for them, and all the marketing for all the offices. And we had over 700 agents.
Wow.
At that point. And then fast forward 08 with the bubble burst, my stepfather had passed away of lung cancer and my mother retired. And I was like, what am I going to do with myself? Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? I obviously know a lot of people. I know how to market. I know how to talk to people. And what am I going to do? My health issues won't let me in the field physically. I'm too big to tunnel, like we just said, and go up in attics. So what am I going to do? And having four knee surgeries, it's kind of hard to do physical labor. So here I am now doing the marketing with Priscilla and networking and making business.
Very cool. So what about the ties to Cooper City? Because I know you do have a lot of ties to the local community here. Talk a little bit about your background as it pertains to specifically Cooper City.
I grew up, when I was born, I lived in Rock Creek. And then my parents decided to sell there, moved across the street to what is 111 Terrace by where the Walgreens and Christ the Rock Church is.
Sure.
On the acreage there. And I grew up living there. Grew up with a lot of old friends in Cooper City, like Roy Roman.
Shout out to Roy.
Shout out,
we love you.
And a few others out there.
Our dispatcher's from Cooper City too, Carrie.
Yeah. Carrie Pepper works with us. She's from Cooper City.
Yeah.
Very cool. So yeah, I anticipate seeing a lot of Priscilla's Plumbing trucks out here in the local community as you build the brand and grow everything. So very cool, guys. What would be, before we wrap up here, what would be maybe like a piece of advice or something you could share with listeners about plumbing? I know specifically in Cooper City, I'll mention polybutylene piping. I just had to repipe my house. I know a lot of the properties in Cooper City have poly pipes, and a lot of people are going to have to go through that process in the near future. I just experienced it. It was an interesting process for me. What advice could you give to our residents so that they could hit that head on and take care of that with as minimal stress as possible?
Absolutely. So a lot of people didn't anticipate to have anything wrong with their piping because they're thinking they're purchasing a newer home.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, okay, I'm in the clear. What we experienced between the polybutylene and the water issues that we're seeing on this, you know, the shared cities in Miramar is a lot of different levels of different materials that are corroding and eating the pipes. The best thing to do is make sure you have a good house filtration system. This helps eliminate any of the stress or chemicals into your water system. First. Second is just, you know, have an inspection. We actually go out and do like a home health check. I personally love doing these. I'll go around and just start pointing out different things that I see. Home inspectors do a great job when it comes to all the nuts and bolts of a home. But when it comes down to a specific trade, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC, I would suggest to hire a professional that's in that lane to really go deep into, you know, the areas of that home, because we have history built where we know certain areas and trends, just like doctors know when a certain symptom occurs, what it typically leans to. So when we have areas like Cooper City, polybutylene, of course, comes to the first in mind, and then other areas. So we can share that education and really help, you know, share all the information that they could utilize and make a decision that's best for their home. And that could be by a phone call or a personal visit.
With that in mind, for anyone out there that's listening that does want to reach you, that like to learn more, would like to connect with you guys, what is the best way to do that? Maybe share your phone number, your website. How can we get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so you can go to priscillasplumbing.com. We also just acquired Ted's Plumbing and other mom and pops. So you're going to see a migration of a hybrid of a company that we are trying to take on mom and pops that are wanting to retire with integrity and keep the clients happy within their own network that they provided and not change so much. So I'm personally taking that on, but Priscilla's Plumbing is the best way to just go ahead and Google us, and our phone number is on the website.
Very cool. We will, of course, put a link down below in the description to all of your contact information. Priscilla, Chris, I really love what you're doing. This is a very interesting take. I've interviewed a lot of plumbers on the show, and you bring a freshness, a new look at it. I love what you're doing with the training, technicians and all that. I love what you're doing all around, and I wish you guys nothing but the best of success as you move forward with your brand. So truly, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Of course, it's our pleasure. And thanks, as always, to our listeners for tuning in. And we will catch everyone next time on the next episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Everyone have a great day. Take care. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to GNP GNPCooperCity.com. That's GNPCooperCity.com. Or call 954-231-3170.